And right now you're listening to Good Morning Wales. Well, anyone who lives in Cardiff will know you don't need an alarm clock. You just need a seagull because the capital of Wales has become a haven for gulls over the past few years. That's certainly according to a report submitted to Cardiff City Council. Gull expert Peter Rock has been looking at how many of the birds there are in the Severn Estuary region, which includes Swansea, Gloucester, Bristol and Swindon. Cardiff had the largest population out of the 38 colonies he looked at. Our reporter Paul Heaney went to investigate.
It's a familiar sound in towns and cities across Wales, but there's something about Cardiff that seagulls really like. According to gull expert Peter Rock, there's now more than 6,000 of the birds in our capital city, and the number of nests has more than doubled since 2006. So what caused the increase? I asked James Byrne from RSPB Cymru.
There's a lot of food available in Cardiff, and also a lot of nesting places for them in the built-up areas. With the food, there's an awful lot of rubbish being sort of left around, food waste, and obviously that creates that pull factor into the cities. There's also a push factor that in the rest of the UK, seagulls are declining massively, and the herring gull, for example, has declined by over 50%, and that's partly as a result of potentially changes in fishing practices, pollution of the marine environment. So that is pushing them away from the wider countryside and into city centres.
In both residential and commercial areas of the city, the birds are causing a nuisance, according to many of the people I spoke to in the city centre.
It's horrible. They make a terrible mess. Otherwise, I've got no complaints against them. I like the sound of them.
We feed them. We encourage them. So I think we're probably a little bit to blame for that.
I'm indifferent. There are a lot of them around where I live. They keep people... There's been all complaints about it, you know, because they've got a big nest on the roof of the businesses there.
Yeah, I'm in between, really.
They eat your bins. What are you on about?
They do eat my bins, which is a problem. But I like birds. I don't know. It's like, what are you supposed to do about it? That's the thing. So
how can we stop them becoming a nuisance? Clive Bryant is from Cardiff Council's pest control team. He says there are preventative measures to stop gulls nesting on buildings, but they don't come cheap and they're not easy to install.
It's very difficult to carry out any active treatments simply via access and simply manpower. And some of these buildings, even in commercial premises, there is no access to the roof. So these birds have a free rein to sit up there. When the hatching takes place, they do become very, very aggressive and will fly down and intimidate. It's a big bird with a 4-foot wingspan flying down off a building towards you when you're in your garden. It's intimidating and it's frightening. So that's what the main problem works out at throughout the summer, when they're laying their eggs and when they have young.
James Byrne points out, though, that the aggression is just the seagull's attempt at good parenting.
The reason why gulls will get aggressive is because they either have nests in the vicinity or they have young chicks, so they're just being territorial. You know, what you or I would be over our children as well.
The RSPB are calling for more research into why the bird population in Cardiff is increasing so they can help try and deal with a tricky problem that the council say they only have limited resources to address.
That was our reporter Paul Heaney investigating the plague of gulls, if we can call it that way. Perhaps we should be more affectionate towards them, although it is a little difficult to be affectionate towards a gull at 5:30 in the morning, isn't it?
Especially when you catch it walking across the top of your car.
I'm not suggesting we should be affectionate towards gulls, by the way.
Right, we're going to have some details now of what's coming up on tomorrow morning, around about this time on BBC Radio.